Listen up, y'all. Listen up, y'all. Listen up, my people. Listen up, my people. Listen up, y'all. Listen up, y'all. Listen up, my people. Listen up, my people. Listen up, y'all. Listen up, y'all. Listen up, my people. Listen up, my people. Listen up, y'all. Listen up, y'all. Listen up, my people. Listen up, my people. Listen up, y'all. Listen up, y'all. Listen up, my people. Listen up, my people. Listen up, y'all. Listen up, y'all. Listen up, my people. Listen up, my people. Listen up.
Moving on, we're going to go to another one of our forefathers. We're going to go to Isaac. And we're going to go to Genesis 17, verses 19 through 21.
This is the book of Genesis, chapter 17, verse 19. And God said, Sarah thy wife shall bear thee a son indeed, and thou shalt call his name Isaac. And I will establish my covenant with him for an everlasting covenant.
For what covenant?
For an everlasting covenant.
For what? How long?
For an everlasting covenant.
Come on.
And with his seed after him.
Okay, let's go.
As for Ishmael, I have heard thee. Behold, I have blessed him and will make him fruitful and will multiply him exceedingly. 12 princes shall he beget, and I will make him a great nation.
Break that down for me. What is this like? It sounds like to me that Sarah had already had a son, but it seemed like the Most High saw another child that she was carrying and had favor on this other child. I mean, like, what do you think about that, brother?
Well, see, we have to go back to Genesis in the beginning.
Time.
And the Most High said he was going to multiply Abraham's seed and also bless his seeds.
Time.
And you got to understand through this, he's always looking for a faithful child.
Time.
You see, it said, as for Ishmael, have I heard thee? Behold, I have blessed him. Why? Because Ishmael at that time was a faithful child.
Time.
And he constantly was seeking the Most High.
Time.
Understand.
All right, moving on to Genesis 17, verse 21. I mean, we got to remember Isaac was called. I mean, we remember that Sarah had Ishmael. But with Isaac, the Most High God, the Abba Nawa, he saw something special. Come on.
This is the book of Genesis, chapter 17, verse 1. This is the book of Genesis, chapter 17, verse 21. But my covenant will I establish with Isaac, which Sarah shall bear unto thee at this set time in the next year.
He said his covenant would be established with who?
With Isaac.
See, we got to remember that, people, that the Most High, he already created the covenant. This covenant was going to be with Isaac. It wasn't going to be with the other son. And so we know through Isaac that the covenant, it still remains. It still comes. So we got to know this. This is our history. This is our heritage. Because if you don't know nothing about your heritage, you can be easily duped. And they can hustle you. So you got to pay attention to that. You know, what you think about that, my brother?
Definitely. Most definitely. Because, you know, with knowing your heritage, you know your history and you know your culture, where you come from. You know, so if you know the customs of your people, you know how to keep it. But when we follow the heathen, everything is off and unbalanced. You know what I'm saying? Look at when we follow it with the Edomites when it comes to eating.
Con.
We are unbalanced. They still eating good because that's their natural body type.
Con.
They are able to eat those things because they are like the beast they eat. We are not like that, man. We come from the ground. We come from the rich soil. So we must intake things that's going to give us life and not death.
Con.
And sometimes because Esau has tricked our mind into thinking things is okay, and that it tricked our mind to say, all you got to do is pray over the food, and it's blessed. We fell for that, man. And all that is post-traumatic slave syndrome.
Con. All right, we're gonna move on. Let's go to Romans chapter 9, verses 6 through 7. This is a little bit explaining and expounding on that covenant with this particular seed. Once again, this is Romans chapter 9, verses 6 through 7.
This is the book of Romans, chapter 9, verse 6. Not as though the word of God had taken none effect, for they are not all Israel.
What?
For they are not all Israel, which are of Israel.
Come on.
Neither, because they are the seed of Abraham, are they all children.
What? Because they neither what? Neither what? Say that one more time, my brother.
Neither, because they are the seed of Abraham, are they all children. But in Isaac shall thy seed be called.
So we got to remember that. We got to remember through Isaac the seed is going to be called, not through no other seed. I mean, right now we Abraham, and now we are Isaac. Not no Ishmael. Ishmael is a brother. Don't get me wrong, but Isaac was chosen. And my people, the Most High God, creator of this whole existence, he chose Isaac. We got to remember that. Abraham's second son, not Ishmael, who became the forefathers of the Arabs. We got to remember that. We are the royal bloodline, not Ishmael. All right, let's move on to Genesis 25, verses 23 through 26. I mean, the royal bloodline, it only came through something that the people that the Most High chose. He tells you who he chose, but we're going to bring some things out today. Come on, read.
Bring it out. This is the book of Genesis, chapter 25, verse 23. And the Lord said unto her, two nations are in thy womb, and two manner of people shall be separated from thy bowels. Mm. And the one people shall be stronger than the other people.
Say one more. They'll be what than the other people?
And the one people shall be stronger than the other people.
You know we are stronger than the other people? Come on.
And the elder shall serve the younger.
Come on.
And when her days to be delivered were filled, behold, there were twins in her womb. And the first came out red.
He came out what color?
Red.
What? Now Israel, we've been around this subject so long. What is red? Look at me. I'm not red. Red is when people blush and they skin, you can see the blood inside of it. It's when they get mad and you can see that little red stuff coming out. That's Esau. This is ruddy. This is ruddy brown like the Most High. Remember that, my people. So to make a differentiate about who was chosen, people was not red. They were ruddy, but the other brother was red. Continue, my brother.
And the first came out red all over like a hairy garment. And they called his name Esau.
And you understand this. Esau is that people. They brothers, but they ain't the one chosen. They chosen for something else more, in which we're going to get into that in another subject, but you and I know what's going on, who they chosen for, if you really understand what it is.
What's the saying? What goes around comes around.
Like a boomerang. Uh-huh. Commas. And you know what you think,
we missed an important point. Is in verse 23, it said, and the Lord said unto her, two nations are in the womb. That's two set of people. And two manner, that's two different types of people, shall be separated from thy bowels.
Come. We acting different. I act like this, you act like that. You ain't me. You understand? So right. That's one thing. And even when you look at it, here's another one. Can you go to verse 26 for me, my brother? Verse 26 is something so profound that we need to remember.
Verse 26. We in the book of Genesis, chapter 25, verse 26. And after that came his brother out, and his hand took hold on Esau's heel, and his name was called Jacob. And Isaac was 80 years old when she bare them.
Con, you understand that, people? Jacob, he took hold of that heel because he knew he got next. You understand that? Let's move on. Let's go. Let's move on to Romans 9. Verse 10 through 12. And this, I'm only doing this to let you know what's in the New Testament. What's in the Old Testament is in the New Testament too. So for you, you Old Testament, you non-messianic Israelites, the same thing that you find in the Old Testament is in the New Testament. You got to read the whole book from Genesis to Revelation. You got to put that puzzle together. So come on, brother, let's go.
This is the book of Romans, chapter 9, verse 10. And not only this, but when Rebekah also had conceived by one, even by our father Isaac, for the children being not yet born, neither having done any good or evil, that the purpose of God according to the election, according to election, might stand.
According to the who might stand, my brother?
According to election might stand. Not of works, but of him that calleth.
What you think of that, brother? What you think?
I mean, it is what it is. You know what I'm saying? It says, for the children being not yet born, neither have done any good or evil, that the purpose of God according to election might stand. Not of works, but of him that calleth. So I would say let's go to Psalms chapter 147, verse 19.
Let's bring that out.
This is the book of Psalms, chapter 147, verse 19. He showeth his word unto Jacob, his statutes and his judgment unto Israel. He hath not dealt so with any nation. And as for his judgments, they have not known them. Praise ye the Lord.
Come, praise the Lord. So we look at it. I mean, Israel is the only nation that God knows. He's the only nation that he gave enough love to give them laws, statutes, and commandments. I don't know of any other nation who had that. I mean, I know of a nation that does. And if you look in the mirror, you might see a trickle of that nation in your face. Because you are them people. Black, Hispanic, Native American, Haitian, Jamaican, so-called Negro. We are those people. This is your bloodline. Now, let's move on. Let's go into the Apocrypha, my brother. Let's get 2 Esdras 6, 8 through 9. And then with 2 Esdras 6, it's actually going to come back to when somebody grab somebody's foot, and we gonna know what it is. Come on.
This is the book of 2 Esdras, chapter 6, verse 8. And he said unto me, from Abraham unto Isaac, when Jacob and Esau were born of him, Jacob's hand held first the heel of Esau.
His hand held what?
The heel of Esau.
Okay.
For Esau is the end of the world.
The end of what?
Is the end of the world.
Come on.
And Jacob is the beginning of it that followed.
Who? He's the beginning of it that followed. You hear that, folks? Jacob, by his strength in his mother's womb, he had power with God. And is the beginning of the world to come. We must remember that. That our bloodline, we was the beginning of the world to come, and that world is to come, and we witnessing it today.
No man, no evil come up against us winning, unless you in the midst of sinning. Keep the commandments. You want wisdom? Seek understanding. We Hebrew Israelites, we keep laws while banging on Esau. Educated, no tuition required. Debate your top scholars. What's a chihuahua to a rock?
So let's move on in these scriptures. Let's walk up in these scriptures. Let's go back to Genesis 28. Verses 10 through 15. And in this part, we're going to get into Jacob. We're going to understand why Abba Yahweh got to Jacob. Let's read.
This is the book of Genesis, chapter 28, verse 10. And Jacob went out from Beersheba and went toward Haran. And he lighted upon a certain place and tarried there all night because the sun was set. And he took of the stones of that place and put them for his pillows and lay down in that place to sleep.
Come on.
And he dreamed, and behold, a ladder set up on the earth, and the top of it reached to heaven. And behold, the angels of God ascending and descending on it.
How many people you know actually got a chance to see that? And witness that, like, we getting connected with the Most High. And we about to have this form of communication in this manner. Come on, read.
And behold, the Lord stood above it and said, I am the Lord God of Abraham, thy father, and the God of Isaac. The land whereon thy liest, to thee will I give it, and to thy seed.
Come on.
And thy seed shall be as the dust of the earth, and thou shalt spread abroad to the west.
To the west.
And to the east.
To the east.
And to the north.
And to the north.
And to the south.
And to the south.
And in thee and thy seed shall all the families of the earth be blessed.
You hear what it said? We'll be spread to the north, east, south, west. We scattered everywhere, my brother. What you think about that?
So I wanted to land me back on, it said, in thy seed shall all the families of the earth be blessed. Now, a lot of times people take that and say, well, see, he's for everybody. He created everybody, so he's for everybody, right? But it said that his people shall be scattered abroad to the west, east, north, and south. Now, when we go into scripture, when it talks about Israel shall be scattered across the four corners of the earth, you got to line precept upon precept and understand that we are going to receive the blessings and the curses.
Both.
You see, the Most High is a just man. You get the good and the bad. He heals and he wounds. So we understand who this is talking about. What family is he talking about? Let's get that.
Come.
This is 2nd Esdras chapter 6, verse 54. And after these, Adam also, whom thou hast madest Lord of all thy creatures, of him come we all. So we all come from Adam. Does that mean we are the same people? Does that mean we are equal? Let's see. And the people also whom thou hast chosen. So that's different. He said, of him come we all, and the people whom also thou hast chosen. Who did he choose? Let's see. Let's
bring it out.
Verse 55. All this have I spoken before thee, O Lord, because thou hast made it the world for our sakes. As for the other people. So who are the other people?
Can you get Malachi 1 and 2?
Let's get that.
We're
going to start right here. Let's get to Malachi.
Malachi 1, verse 2. Malachi 1, verse 2. I have loved you, saith the Lord. Yet ye say, wherein hast thou loved us?
Shalom, start at 1.
Verse 1. The burden of the word of the Lord to Israel.
To who?
To Israel.
To who?
To Israel.
Everybody.
To Israel.
White man.
Israel.
Arab man.
Israel.
Arab man.
Yashar Allah.
Keep going.
By Malachi. I have loved you.
Saith, loved who?
I have loved you, saith the Lord.
Come on.
Yet ye say, wherein hast thou loved us?
Because we always been a stiff-necked people. We always need more. We always need, what we all say, I need to see it to believe it. I need to see it to believe it. Come on.
Was not Esau Jacob's brother, saith the Lord?
Mm-hmm.
Yet I love Jacob.
Loved who?
Jacob.
Who?
Jacob.
All this have I spoken before thee, O Lord, because thou hast made the world for our sakes. As for the other people, which also come of Adam, which is Esau, thou hast said that they are nothing. That they are nothing. But be like unto spittle. Which is spit, and has likened the abundance of them unto a drop that falleth from a vessel. He said, as has likened the abundance of them. So he compared them.
No.
to a drop that falleth from a vessel, which if you got a bucket of water and one little drop spill, are you going to care about that drop? But they came from the Most High too, right?
They came, but who are they?
They came from the Most High too, right?
Yes, they did.
I'm reading this again. He said, after these, Adam also, whom thou madest the Lord of all creatures. Of him come we all. And the people also whom thou hast chosen. Deuteronomy 7:6. So what people did he choose?
We gotta know.
What people did he choose, Israel?
Deuteronomy 7, verse 6.
Mm-hmm. Bring that up.
Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 6. Mm-hmm. For thou art a holy people.
Come on.
Unto the Lord thy God.
Mm-hmm.
The Lord thy God hath chosen thee to be a special people unto himself.
Unto what?
Himself.
His what?
Himself.
Come on.
Above all people
mm-hmm.
that are upon the face of the earth.
Deuteronomy 14 and 2. Or 1. I'm going to precept that. Ye are the children of the Lord thy God. Ye shall not cut yourselves, nor make any baldness between your eyes for the dead. Because that was a custom of the heathen.
Mm-hmm.
For thou art an holy people.
Holy.
Unto the Lord thy God. And the Lord hath chosen thee to be a peculiar people unto himself above all nations that are upon the earth.
So as we listen to that, we know, we look at our heritage, we can understand that we are that royal nation, that royal people set to him above all. So as we continue to read and find out about our forefathers, we got to know that if we have forefathers that lived a certain way according to the Creator, why can't we? I mean, are we living according to another man's creator? Or are we trying to appease another man's philosophy, doctrine? Or are we coming back to the way our forefathers? So one thing we're going to hit back on Jacob. We're going to go to Genesis 32. Genesis chapter 32, verses 24 through 29. I mean, brothers and sisters, once we learn more about our heritage, we should be having common sense to know how we should live and how we can invoke the presence of our Most High. Come on, brother, can you read for me?
This is the book of Genesis, chapter 32, verse 24. And Jacob was left alone, and there wrestled a man with him until the breaking of the day. And when he saw that he prevailed not against him, he touched the hollow of his thigh.
He did what?
He touched the hollow of his thigh.
All right, come on.
And the hollow of Jacob's thigh was out of joint as he wrestled with him. Listen, his leg was out of place.
He with the technique.
And he said, let me go, for the day breaketh. And he said, I will not let thee go, except thou bless me.
You understand that? I mean, it's like if you look at it, sometimes you got to go through things in order to get that blessing, my people. Sometimes you got to go through a struggle with pain. And our forefather Jacob, he wrestled the angel of the Lord and got hit with that thing on that hip. And he still wanted to get a blessing. He still wanted to fight hard. So that's one thing about our forefathers. No matter what they was going through in this world and even today, they didn't give up. They still kept them law, statutes, and commandments no matter what. That's something that we should learn from. Come on, continue. I think we have verse 27.
This is the book of Genesis, chapter 32, verse 27. And he said unto him, what is thy name? And he said, Jacob. And he said, thy name shall be called no more Jacob, but Israel, for as a prince hast thou power with God and with men.
Come.
And has prevailed.
Come. You hear that? That's where we get. Can you read that? Go to verse 28. I need people to really understand that. Read 28 one more time.
And he said, thy name shall be called no more Jacob, but Israel.
What does it mean?
For as a prince hast thou power with God and with man, and has prevailed.
That's where you get your Yasha Allah, Prince of Power. I mean, we look that we wrestle with everything, but this our forefather, he wrestled with God. I mean, what you think about that, brother?
I think, you know, I'm gonna say think, cause we always gotta speak the oracles of the Most High.
Huh.
When you read these things and the characteristics and the issues that our forefathers went through in this book, man, no other people on this earth besides the so-called black man, Hispanic man, Native American man, and West Indian man have ever been through that. Besides us, we go through the travail of things and seeking and praising and all these things that we do today. That's what they did back then, except they knew who they were.
Huh.
And because we have lost our identity, it's hard for us as a people to connect with our actual power.
Huh.
You see, and I think, you know, as a reference, we should go through the history. You know, we should go through the history because we have to see, how are we Israelites? How do we subscribe to these scriptures? How do we relate?
Huh.
And I think the most thing we can relate to today is the curses.
Huh.
Because the curses identify who the Israelites are today. Just straight up, the curses identify who are the Israelites today.
Jesus.